Welcome to the Outside the Box podcast studio. My name is Clayton Corey, and I will be explaining to you about tackle football and whether or not parents should let their kids play it or not. We will quickly talk about the pros and cons on whether your kid should play tackle football or not.
Some pros that can make your kid want to play tackle football are: it keeps him or her in shape, it's a good way to lose weight, it fights against the problem of the obesity rate in our country, kids who play sports make better grades in school, and it also strengthens the human mind, and organized sports can teach young kids good life lessons.
Now we will introduce some of the cons.
Some of these cons are that football players have a high risk for concussions, injuries from football have long-lasting effects, and they can cause illnesses like memory problems, nausea, and vomiting.
There are also some facts about injuries that football can cause that a lot of people should know about. The first time CTE was found in pro football was 2005, but it wasn't really until 2010 that concern about the sport concussion was starting to become worldwide, and all of these concussions are linked to degeneration. For football ages 6 to 12, participation is down nearly 30% because of these concussions, although there are actually more injuries related to basketball than injuries related to football. For youth football, the amount of participants is 200,000, but a decrease in tackle football players have reduced from 32% to 25%. Although most people prefer not to play youth football nowadays, I still think that kids should play youth football because it would turn you into a man and you learn more things about life. In my own personal opinion, I think that parents should decide that the benefits outweigh the risks and they should let their kids play tackle football. Again, my name is Clayton Corey, and thank you for watching Outside the Box. I'll see you in the next episode.